It's been a weird year in sports, if you think about it.
How so, Doug?
The first champion we crowned this year in 2026 was Indiana football.
That's weird. I agree with you. Nobody really kind of expected Indiana. I mean, we did the show 5 years ago where we say Indiana was going to win a national championship. We would be laughed out of the studio.
Yes. Then Sam Darnold led a team to a Super Bowl and won it.
Seems kind of improbable. Sam Darnold, failed number one pick of the Jets, turned himself into a decent quarterback.
Famously saw ghosts on national television.
That's right.
The Knicks just won the NBA championship for the first time in 50-plus years.
Yep.
I don't know how weird it is Carolina winning the Stanley Cup.
They've done it.
Yep, they have done it.
And pretty good organization. Happy for Rod Brindamore.
Yeah. Is this buckle up, Lions fans? Like all these unthinkable, like never happened before. Are we in a world that it's sports?
In a world with weird statistical anomalies.
Like, sports pushes parity. Parity means you can get some strange results.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Indiana is national champion in football as much because of the portal as anything. They took advantage of it, and they got a coach who brought a team of exceptionally good players with him and went and found the right guys that he couldn't bring with him.
He did, but I always go back to that 2 years ago when he came on the scene there. The guys he brought in were not from – it wasn't Alabama, LSU, and Georgia.
It was James Madison.
Yeah, which nobody is going to say, well, yeah, that's how you do it.
No, but I mean, in the old world, he couldn't do that. Like in the old world, he couldn't have got the core of his team.
But I still think it's extraordinary. Like if you compare,
I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying
compare that to like how other teams use the transfer portal. He used the guys that he knew. His team played against in James Madison and of teams of that ilk.
He went and found.
And it worked.
He took his guys that were under-recruited and had blossomed and other guys from his league and other leagues. Like his first quarterback was from Ohio U. Anyway, so like the sports world's changing and so we're seeing some different results. Certainly in college basketball, Michigan did it with a bunch of transfers. We've seen Michigan win a natty, but and be very competitive and go to national championship games. So I'm not sure that fits the same sort of timeline as the rest of these. The Knicks.
College hockey is changing.
Dude, college hockey.
Dramatically.
Yeah. I have this theory that it's, you know, the Michigan and Michigan States put together the best 19U teams that can possibly be put together. And it happens at other powers, but the Quinnipiacs of the world that recruit 21-year-old junior players that are now playing against the kids when they're seniors. I mean, it's the disparity in age. It can be literally men against boys, but anyway, things are just changing in the sports world. And some of the results are Indiana, Sam Darnold, the Knicks. And I don't know if there's anything new in the NBA. There's nothing new in the NBA that helped the Knicks win, is there?
No, but the NBA has had 8 different champions in the last 8 years.
Is that true?
Yeah. That's crazy. I don't know, crazy, but like that's...
There's no Golden State repeat in there anymore?
No. So it goes back to 2019. Toronto, the Lakers, the Bucks, the Warriors, Nuggets, Celtics, Thunder, now Knicks.
Dude, that is insane. I guess that's the parity playing itself out. That's a hell of a stat. Did that go around and I'm the only one that missed it?
It went around. I don't know if you're the only one that missed it, but I didn't come up with it myself.
Yeah.
Look, if you're asking, does this bode well for the Lions? I think, sure. Why not? I think the Lions are, they've got an awesome opportunity in front of them. They've got a last place team's schedule, which does benefit them. They don't travel a ton. I mean, yeah, they have a game in Europe, but outside of that, they're really not traveling a ton. Hopefully they can, if they can stay healthy, then anything, the sky's the limit if you can stay healthy. But it's such a giant if. But they have improved themselves in areas you want to see the improvement. You watched last year's team play, and the offensive line was not up to par. It looks like on paper, this year's offensive line should be much improved.
Does the U.S. men's national team continue this and do the unthinkable and win the World Cup?
Oh, please. I just want to beat Australia.
I do, too.
And Turkey.
They should. Well, they're higher rated in the world FIFA rankings.
FIFA.
I don't know. It's just, we're seeing the results of a lot of change. That NBA thing blows my mind. 8 champions in 8 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Time for a new one next year. Maybe the Pistons.
Maybe.
They were the number one seed. That's shocking.
That was shocking.
That was pretty crazy. Unfortunately, they didn't really follow it up the way we'd hoped, but.
No, that didn't work out the way we wanted it to, did it?
No. Mm. Still.
Well, the draft is, NBA draft is Monday.
Is it Monday?
Monday, I believe, the 23rd.
Okay.
So with that, or is it, would be Tuesday. I'm sorry.
Is it? I didn't think it was on Monday.
So it's a Tuesday. Tuesday and Wednesday. The Pistons announced that Trajan Langdon will speak tomorrow.
Yeah.
With the media.
It's Thursday, isn't it?
Thursday. With the media. But he's speaking this week with the media prior to the draft. We know the Pistons have some things they've got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that the NBA draft is famous for trades.
Yep.
We saw when Troy Weaver is here, Troy Weaver is all about moving on draft night. Do you think we see some action from Trajan Langdon?
It's a good question. You know, I was reading an ESPN analysis of their offseason, and ESPN was very intrigued and something that we've talked about for a while. That is that Langdon said before last offseason he didn't expect to do anything super aggressive. He did not take that posture this year nearly as much, but I guess maybe he'll say, I'll be intrigued to hear what he says, because they weren't particularly aggressive and they didn't do anything particularly aggressive. And he said they weren't going to. So now what happens when it might be more called for? Will he tip his hand again? I mean, I think he showed his cards a little bit last year going into the offseason, and maybe it was this same news conference a year ago. But we already heard him talk. So you know, we'll see. We'll see. I hope he takes a little bit more aggressive posture, because it feels like one solid addition that can't be had. Now, yesterday we brought up that, and you missed this, but there was speculation that the asking price for Trey Murphy was 4 first round picks.
Troy Murphy?
Trey Murphy, the guy from New Orleans.
I don't think it's Troy.
That's an overpay for Troy Murphy. Yeah, Notre Dame, right?
Yeah. Trey Murphy, it was 4 first round picks.
Well, that's a lot.
And, you know, we debated whether or not you would do that. But if you're trying to make an NBA title run.
Well, yeah, and if you think you're going to be in the title chase over the next 5-6 years, then the draft picks can't be consecutive, right?
Yep.
So you still get a couple first round picks in those drafts, but if you think you're going to be drafting in the high 20s, who cares? Then go for it, right?
Yep. And the other thing is, Ian Rappaport at this hour, moments ago, tweeting out the Saints are bringing back one of their franchise greats as 8-time Pro Bowl defensive end Cam Jordan is set to return.
Whoa.
We literally just talked about this 20 minutes ago. Decided to put in final touches on a 1-year incentive-laden deal during his visit today. Cam Jordan returned to the Saints building today with hopes of working out a 1-year deal. It's been all positive as his agent. The Saints brass bring it to the finish line. That's a little depressing, because God, he seemed like the perfect Lion.
He did.
Yep.
He did. And yet it's not going to happen, Doug.
And it begs the question, why?
He spent his entire career there.
Yeah, but why if he were a free agent this long, if somebody had swooped in a month ago, would they have gotten him? And by somebody, I mean the Lions.
Well, maybe he knew all along that's where he wanted to play.
Yeah, maybe they said, hey, don't bother.
And you could use that as leverage against the Saints.
I'm either retiring or going back to the Saints.
That's right.
Yeah. Rico Beard has made his way in studio. What's up, man?
Gentlemen, Gator, back from golfing. How was it?
It was fantastic. Beautiful day.
You had a great day to play hooky. So
it was. It was like 72, 74. mostly cloudy, so it wasn't like sun beating down on you. A little windy, but it was wonderful.
Play well?
I played excellent.
Gotcha. Or is it just like Rieger? Any day golfing is a good day.
Well, I played with Rieger.
Oh, boy. Sorry.
And he had fun anyway.
And I still had fun. No, Jeff was fine yesterday. no, I played best round of my life, so it was really great.
Oh, good for you.
These guys were yelling and screaming about a soccer game yesterday. Because Rico had placed a bet on Cape Verde.
I placed two bets because it was 0-0 at the half. So I'm like, you know what? I'll place a bet to tie. And I'm like, what if they just score the winning goal, like win 1-0? So I placed a bet for them to win the game. Well, they tied. So, yeah.
And that paid reasonably well, didn't it?
Not as well as if they would have won.
Yeah, it would have been one of the biggest upsets in the history of group play.
Right. So Cape Green worked out for you, huh?
Yep.
Yeah.
What do you guys got planned coming up next?
You know, we've been following the Sorsby stuff. So last night when the newest thing happened, we're going to talk about that. And, you know, is that somebody the Lions should go after? I just wonder, if you're the Big 12 and Texas Tech, what do you do to each other? I mean, you've been lobbing bombs at each other. Now it's
like, how's that relationship moving forward? Hey, it was all just negotiations.
You know, man, we good, right? Yeah, you called me all out of my name, sure.
Well,
that's how it's got to work, right? I mean, Texas Tech, we were just, you know, going to abide by the law. They say
following the judge's orders.
Yeah, that's it.
Right, I'm laughing like.
Okay. It's damage control time down in the in the B12.
Yeah.
All right, have a great show, Gator. Good to have you back, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
We'll do it again tomorrow. Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.